But I never would. And I never heard anybody else say it in company. I mean, I've read it.
Was he just saying that joking, or was that his...
That was his style of jokingly referring to the outhouse that he was so glad he had moved away from. Since as a young child, he lived on a farm where they had an outhouse.
Were there any areas in Houston in the city limits that still had outhouses?
Not that I know of. Even the poor areas usually had a plumbed outhouse. They might have an outhouse in the back, but it would have plumbing and sewage connected to it. It would not be a hole in the ground. I've heard one holer and two holer, and I've heard it called the Jakes. Now, where that came from, I don't know. I don't know. I just remember that I have heard that used, and it must have been from somebody like my great-grandmother.
I read something about that term kind of recently. It seems like, I think it was a Scottish term or something.
Well, see, she was Scottish, or her people were.
The word John is related to it, I think.
Probably. Well, I would never say, or I don't think I've ever heard John used for anything but a toilet connected to plumbing.
What experience have you had with the farm?
Well, in Alvin, there are lots of farms around, and many of my father's friends lived on farms, and when I'd go visit my grandmother, we'd go to particularly poultry farms. She had several friends that had chicken farms and turkey farms. Mm-hmm. And I went with my grandmother to visit some friends of hers on a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm. And
in Berkeley?
Berkeley, California.
I guess it was in Oakland, maybe, actually, but it was went before that built up. And we have a ranch outside of Austin, so it's not a very big ranch, and it's not a very practical ranch, but we do have some cattle on it. And
is this a family ranch or something that y'all have bought?
It belongs to my husband and his sister and his mother, mm-hmm. and it was theirs. They've owned it since 52, I think.
What do you think? I'm interested in one ranch. That's a word that I never hear.
Oh, no.
I mean, no.
You don't have them over there.
I thought, you know, plantation and ranch were, you know, just literary terms until I went further west. But what do you think of as a ranch? I mean, I've read references to someone buying a half-acre ranch. And that sounds so ludicrous.
It is.
We
would think that was very ludicrous.
Acreage does a ranch have to have?
Oh, heavens. I would say a ranch would have to be in the hundreds of acres.
Mm-hmm. What about a farm?
A farm can be much smaller. A farm can be anything from 3 or 4 acres to 2 or 3 acres up. Mm-hmm. A farm would have to be big enough to have at least an acre or so under cultivation before I would be willing to call it a farm.
Does a farm have to have cultivation?
Well, yeah, I think it does. Unless it's a livestock farm. You could have a dairy farm that just had pasture.
What if you had just beef cattle? Would it be
That's a ranch.
You can't have agriculture on a ranch.
You can have agriculture, but you generally have livestock connected, either beef or sheep or goats, mm-hmm. for a ranch. You would not raise dairy cattle on a ranch. Well, they do in Texas, but that's kind of a late coming thing, that because there really were not that many dairy operations in Texas. And I think they'd probably still be called dairy farms. Mm-hmm. But if they're for meat, if the purpose of the farm is to raise meat and the fodder for it, mm-hmm. it's a ranch.
You have 2 acres here. Do you call that anything?
No, we call it a house. A lot.
You wouldn't say 2 acre ranch.
Oh, heavens no. No, we don't raise anything.